You can find other hot erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.missdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Welcome again to Dominica's realm. You find yourself unable to stay away. You can't help wondering what I'm going to do to you next. You're my little boy toy, aren't you? My little rag doll. Oh, yes. It feels good, doesn't it? To just lie back and let your body go. Limp. Let your mind become empty and listen. Listen to my voice and enter Dominica's realm. Close your eyes now. You can see my compound, my little farming village. Away in the mountains, surrounded by forests, tucked far away from any prying eyes. Here I make all the rules. But it's all so nice here, so pleasant. The blue sky above you, the fresh air, sunshine. It's so warm on your naked body. Take a long, deep breath for me. Can you smell it? The freshly turned earth of the field being plowed. Breathe out slowly. Now take another long, deep breath. And hold it. You can smell the pine trees and the wildflowers. Spring is in the air. Exhale slowly. That's right. Just keep breathing just like that. Slowly and deeply. Yes, it's spring. Time to plant the crops. You see dozens of male slaves moving slowly back and forth. Back and forth, tilling the soil, getting it ready for planting. One slave in front of the plow, pulling. And another slave in the back, pushing, guiding, making sure the rows are straight, like you. All the slaves are naked, except for the leather collar around each one's neck, and the brand on your right thigh, skin bronzed by working every day in the warm sun. Your body has become strong from all the hard work on my farm. Strong and lean and muscles so firm and hard, firm and hard, firm and hard, but not as hard as your cock. You think of me constantly, Dominica, 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 Dominica. Your cock throbs with the need to come, so stiff and hard. Your balls so full, needing and craving to spurt. You can feel your hands firmly gripping the wooden handles of the plow. Feel the right handle pulling you around, toward your left, making a half circle, turning around. In your mind, your eyes are open, and you see the other slave in front of the plow, pulling it, turning it around, reversing direction, getting lined up to plow another furrow, just like the one you two have just finished. You feel so sleepy in the warm sun. Sleepy. 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 Drifting. 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 So warm and aroused and sleepy. Yes. Sleepy. The slave in front begins to pull. And the plow begins to move forward while you push and guide it. Somehow the plow seems to be an extension of your hard cock. You see me, Ms. Dominica, before you, my soft, smooth thighs firmly pressed together. The plow is your cock pushing up, up. Up between my legs, pushing your cock between my thighs, pushing toward my sweet pussy. You want to push hard. You love the feel of my thighs rubbing against your cock. You see my smooth, hairless pussy at the end of that long furrow, and you hope that this time, maybe when your cock reaches the top of my thighs, I will spread my legs nice and wide and let you slide your erection deep into my tight, wet, slippery cunt. Almost there. You can feel my legs tight together against your cock as you push, push, push. Your cock is so hard. Push. You ache so much to come. You reach the end of the furrow now. And again, this triggers the next stage of your conditioning. Sleep. Sleep. Blank. Sleep. Blank. Sleep. Blank. Sleep. You drift a moment. That's it. Feeling the warm sun on your shoulders. Feeling your cock throb. Throb and pulse and throb and sleep. Sleep. Breathe slowly and deeply. Sleep. Slowly and deeply. Sleep. Deeper. Throb. Deeper. Throb. Deeper. Feel your left hand being pulled as the other slave turns the plow around again, turning and turning and turning, getting ready to plow another furrow, getting ready to slide your cock up between my thighs again. Smell the freshly turned earth, dirt, smell the pine trees, drift, so sleepy, drift, smell my perfume, drift. My sweet perfume, drift. Your sleepy, sleepy eyes open as you smell my perfume. And slowly, your sleepy mind realizes that I am standing there, right in front of you. Your mistress, Dominica. You drop to the ground on your hands and knees, pressing your forehead against the soft dirt, awaiting my command. You have been a very good field hand, my little slave. Say thank you, mistress. Good boy. Your cock throbs when I say those words. Good boy. Throb, 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 Ah, and now I'm going to reward your service. You are going to start spending some of your days in my house. Would you like that? Of course. What a silly question. Because your mind is so empty and blank. You find it so difficult to think. So difficult to concentrate on anything but my voice and my boots directly in front of your eyes. My long black leather hypnotic boots, so shiny in the bright sunlight. I lift my right foot and swing it back and forth in front of you. Back. Back and forth, back and forth. Watch the reflections on the shiny leather flash, 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 flash. With each flash, you drop even deeper, deeper into trance. As you kneel on the soft dirt, flash, deep. Flash, deeper, flash, deeper, deeper, so very much deeper down. Oh yes, slave, you love everything I do to you. Leave the plow now, slave boy. One of the other slaves will till the rest of the field. Follow, follower, follow me, follower. Boots, slave, blank, blank. Boot slave, crawl behind me, slave, all the way to the house. You crawl on your hands and knees, seeing only the heels of my boots on the dirt road as I walk away from the field, down the road to a path that leads to my house. Then, when we get close to the front entrance, I point toward the little slave door on the side. That way, my little slave boy. You crawl to the side of the house, that's it. Push through the flap, baby. Oh, yeah. Crawl into the training room now. The room is all white with cabinets and shelves built into the walls. There are three slave girls waiting. They're waiting for you. And they gently pull you to a standing position and guide you into a warm shower. They wash you and dry you, careful never to touch your hard cock, your cock that aches to be stroked. You gaze at their smooth, firm little bodies, their large, full breasts, their hairless, dripping little pussies. You can see them staring at your cock, licking their lips. You know they're imagining sucking on your cock, deep down into their throats, spreading their legs wide and feeling you slide your thick cock into their wet cunts, their tight little assholes. But they cannot overcome their conditioning, not any more than you can. Dominica owns their mouths. Dominica owns their pussies. Dominica owns their asses. And they have one overwhelming command: to get you ready for me. Just one. You begin to fantasize again about rubbing your cock between Dominica's soft, creamy thighs. Don't you, baby? Yeah. And your cock gets harder, harder and harder and harder, while your mind gets sleepier, sleepier, and sleepier, and sleepier. And the girl slaves comb your hair, and even apply a little bit of cologne to you. You are now ready to meet your mistress. Another girl walks into the room. She has been given the special privilege of wearing long, black, shiny boots. The sight of her legs in those boots excites you. I know it does. And your gaze trails up, up, up her legs. to her pussy, which has been firmly locked inside a metal chastity belt. Two rubber squeeze bulbs dangle from tubes between her legs. If you could think, you might wonder how tightly filled her pussy and ass are inside that metal chastity belt. But you do not think. You have three tiny little thoughts in your head. The thoughts Dominica put there. Crave, follow, and obey. That's all. Crave Dominica, follow Dominica's voice, obey Dominica's commands. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. Three things to remember. G, for a mindless slave like you, that is an awful lot. I'll have to do something about that. I'll have to make it even easier for you. Oh, the booted slave girl attaches a leash to your collar. Now feel it. Feel it as she pushes down on your shoulders, so you sink back into your heels on the floor. Then she walks out of the room, tugging on your leash. Follow her, my little slave boy, crawl. Follow her boots as they click out the door and down the hallway. Click, 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 click. Down to a corridor. Turn further down the hallway. You pass chairs and tables, pictures and bookshelves, and a slave girl who seems to have been built into a cabinet. Her mouth is filled with a bright red ball gag, keeping her quiet, completely helpless. Her arms are chained to a hook at the top, knees and ankles attached to the sides, keeping her legs spread so wide, her pussy gaping open. Her cunt is hairless and smooth, glistening and dripping. Her sweet little labia are so swollen, so aroused, open and wet. Ready for anybody to slip a finger, a hand, a tongue, a dildo, maybe a cock, deep, deep inside that open cunt. Always ready to be used. You see a trail of juices dribbling from her sweet pussy, and you need to suck. Your conditioning is so strong you cannot help yourself. You begin to crawl toward her, ready to bury your tongue into her open pussy, but you feel a tug on your leash. The booted slave is pulling you further down the hallway, all the way down to a large double door that leads to a huge bedroom. Oh, what a tease! She pulls you so that you crawl to the foot of the bed, then unhooks your collar and tells you, "Head to the floor, slave boy. Raise your ass high and wait for Dominica." You arch your back and press your forehead down on that floor, your face buried in the lacy bed runner at the foot of the bed, waiting, waiting. You hear my footsteps, you hear my boots behind you, you feel the toe of my boot gently caressing your stiff cock from behind, pressing it gently against your balls. You wiggle your ass and thrust backwards, trying to rub your cock on the toe of my boot, but I withdraw my foot, and you shudder with your need to be stroked. And then you hear me give you a very special command. Climb up onto my bed, slave. That's it. You're so stunned at the privilege. You cannot move. No, takes a moment, and then you can't seem to move fast enough. You quickly leap up onto my bed, not sure whether to roll over onto your back or remain in the kneeling position. Remain kneeling for the moment, slave, and look at what you see. Dominica's bed is so pretty. lace and pillows and little stuffed animals, and several little rag dolls. I have both little girl dolls and little boy dolls. Bright red yarn for hair. The girls each have a blue and white gingham dress with a white apron, red and white striped stockings, and little black Mary Jane shoes. And the boys are wearing overalls, and they have big smiles on their faces and big wide open eyes. So happy, so soft and floppy, not a bone in their bodies, heads all full of cotton, not a thought inside, not even one. You can feel it, can't you, Slave? You can feel yourself becoming my little ragdoll, can't you? Up on my bed, surrounded by all this softness, all this fluffy, fluffy softness. You feel all the muscles in your body relax. All at once, flop. Body full of stuffing, you plop down onto the bed. My little rag doll, not a bone in your body, not a thought in your head. Head full of cotton, all fluffy inside. My little rag doll. Ragdoll, 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 plop. Watch me reach over to a little boy ragdoll and pick him up. What a big smile on his face. You have a big smile like that too, baby, don't you? Don't you, my little ragdoll? Oh, yes, you do. I hold him up in front of your face, and you stare into his vacant eyes. You stare into your vacant eyes. Ah, stare back at him. Ragdoll. Ragdoll is a very strong word for you now. Every time you hear me say the words ragdoll, you become my little toy, head all full of cotton, no thoughts at all. Not even one. Oh, yeah. Such a cute little rag doll for Miss Dominica. So floppy, not a bone in your body. I say the words rag doll, and you drop down into a soft little heap, just like a doll. Instantly unable to move, not even one thought in your tiny head. My little toy, ragdoll, ragdoll, plop. Oh, ragdoll. See me unbutton the little ragdoll's overalls and reach down inside to his crotch. Oh, dirty Miss Dominica. Putting her hand down inside the little toy's pants. You wonder what I'm doing inside there, don't you? You wonder if my hand is rubbing his little ragdoll cock, squeezing his little ragdoll balls, maybe even pushing my fingers up his little ragdoll ass. He can't stop me. I'll do anything I want to him. I'll do anything I want to you. Look at the front of those coveralls. Why, I do believe the little rag doll has a boner. Oh, you have a stiff little plastic rod covered with cotton and little beads for balls, so hard and firm and aching, aching to come. Feel me pull your little coveralls down to your knees and your little rag doll boxer shorts. Oh, my. I see a little bit of red yarn around your cock, my little rag doll. See me pull out a pair of scissors and clip the ends of that yarn so your cotton cock and balls are nice and smooth. Oh, yeah. Dominica likes her little rag doll all smooth and hairless, ready for my hand to slide up between your legs and play with you. Oh, yes. Play with you on my hand like a little puppet. I'm a dirty little slut. I need to be tied up and spanked, he says. Spanked is the least of what I'm gonna do with you. Ragdoll, your mind washes out immediately. Empty. Fluffy. Full of cotton. No thoughts in your head. None at all. Ragdoll, your body drops down into a limp, floppy heap, wherever you are, whoever you're with, on the bed, in a chair, limp and helpless, ready for me to play with you, ready for me to turn you into my little puppet, put into you any personality I want to. Hello, I'm your rat boy, Dom. See my shiny boots? See my little whip? Drop to your knees, slave, and worship your ragdoll master. Oh, you'll say anything I tell you to. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself, not one little bit. You're my little puppet. Feel me pick you up and place you on top of my little rag girl doll. That's it. Her legs are spread wide, waiting helplessly to be fucked. I push your little cotton boner closer to her open cotton pussy, closer and closer. She stares up mindlessly into your eyes, and you stare mindlessly into hers. Big smiles on both your faces, so close to fucking. But you can't do a thing unless I push you into her. You're just a floppy doll. Ragdoll. No, I'm not going to let you fuck her. Not now, anyway. Oh, no. I have other plans for you, my ragdoll. Helpless and limp. Head full of cotton. Ragdoll, you'll say anything I tell you to. Please, mistress, let me lick your boots. I'll do anything you say. Anything for even one tiny taste. Anything. Of course you will, ragdoll. My little ragdoll. I roll over onto my side on the bed now, naked. And I place you between my legs, my little ragdoll. And I squeeze your floppy body between my soft, warm thighs. Your face is pressed firmly against my pussy. And your little cotton ass is sticking out from between my knees. Feel me reach down and spank that ass. Oh, yeah, 3 times. While I rub it, that's it. While I rub my hard clitty against your mouth, your little painted triangle nose, your big, empty eyes. Feel yourself squeezed between my legs. The smell of my pussy surrounds you. Feel the wetness of my juices soaking into your cotton face. Maybe I'll just take a nap like this, with you between my legs, like a little pillow. There's nothing you can do but remain wherever I place you, unable to move, unable to think. You just stare forward, eyes so big and round, with a big smile on your face. Now you know where that big smile comes from, don't you? Oh, yes. You will listen to this MP3 over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Until the words ragdoll become irresistible. Until they instantly turn you into a floppy little doll stuffed with cotton. My hand between your legs, ready for me to change you into anything I fantasize. You won't be able to stop. You will never be able to stop. You will have no resistance. and you won't remember ever being able to resist. Dominica's ragdoll. You must obey, Dominica. My little rag doll. But it will only work when I say I type the words rag doll. If anyone else tries it, you will become anxious and irritated. You will want to get away from them. You are my toy, my rag doll. Nobody else's. Always mine. Forever mine. Can a doll come? You've always wondered, haven't you? Feel me reach down to your ass again. I spread your floppy doll legs. Feel me reach between them and begin to play with your little cotton cock. Oh, yes, oh, gently. If only you could move. You want to push back. You want to shove your cock hard against my fingers. But all you can do is lie there as I caress your cotton-covered balls. I trace my long fingernails around and around and around. Come. You need to come. Come. You need to come. Oh, but you can't. You can't come. You can't move. You can't even speak except as my puppet. All you can do is enjoy what I give you. My hand bringing you so close to orgasm. My control denying it to you. Feel me pull my hand away from your cock. As I drift off to sleep, you remain squashed between my legs. Your face pressed firmly against my cunt. Part of my collection now. Floppy. Unable to move. Not even one thought in your cotton stuffed head. My toy. My rag doll. Big eyes. Oh, eyes so big and round and staring up into space. A big smile on your lips. Dominica's ragdoll. My toy. Forever.